you see joy, you see what seems to be, you know, a good state of being. And it's very hard for us. It's very hard for us to feel that pain. I know, again, in my own personal life, you know, years ago, there was a tragedy in Flatbush, the Sasson family. The whole house went on fire, came out, a whole family was killed, and it sent shockwaves through the Jewish world, the pain, the tragedy. And it happens to be that I was in Chutz La'aretz at the time, and actually drove by the house very shortly after the fire, and it became so real to see it, to see the black burnt, and you think of the pain and the horror that went there, and you saw it. I also, in my lifetime, I saw 9/11 with my own eyes. So for someone to hear about something is one thing, but for a person to see it and live it is another thing, and it allows you to tap into a pain that becomes more real for you. And the question is, on Tisha B'Av, which is our national day of pain, Hashem, in His chesed, allows us to live kimat every day normally, without feeling this constant chisaron, which is in reality a tremendous chisaron. You know, it's not my chiddush, but everyone knows, if we only knew what life would really be like, if we had the Beis HaMikdash, if we had the Geula, if we only really knew what it would be like, we might cry all day. But Hashem in His chesed doesn't want that from us. He wants us to live, He wants us to be happy, He wants us to serve Him, to simcha, He wants us to have good, enjoyable lives. But today is a day of pain. We're supposed to feel it, not be besimcha. Look at the Aron Kodesh and see the parochas that's missing. Sit on the floor. And Hashem made pain to remind us, whether it's a physical pain or an emotional pain, that something is not right, something is missing. To alert us that something needs to be done to make it right again, to be healed. We're not bashlemus. So, on a day where we're supposed to tap into the pain, I thought to myself, here in Eretz Yisrael in particular, maybe some, in Eretz Yisrael for sure, you know, how many times do you walk in your house and out of your house, and right in front of you, Zeich L'Chorban, an unfinished part of your house, a house that could be beautiful, a house that has everything in it that's, and it's Moli Simcha, and it's Moli Kedusha, but every single day of our lives, we walk into our house, and walk out of our house, and walk by it, and there's a Chorban, there's a Zeichel Chorban right in front of our faces. And, Chatazi Ani Mazkir Chayom, obviously I don't feel that every single day, do I pay attention to it at all? Not even. But today, and go home, and you stare at that square, and know that something is missing and something is off. You know, I recall when I was in when I lived in Chutz La'aretz, I went to someone's house for Shabbos with my family, and it was an affluent part of the world, and he took me to his neighbor's house or whatever, and took me to his dining room. We wanted to have a kiddush, whatever it was. I went to the dining room, beautiful, ornate dining room, everything. And there, like on the wall, was a Zeichel Chorban. And you know, you don't see that too often in America. But what struck me is that around his Zeichel Chorban was a beautiful frame. Like a gold, ornate frame. And it kind of matched the other frames around the wall. And I looked at the guy, and I said, what's with the frame? And this is a zeichel l'chorban, what's with the frame? And he said, oh yeah, but I wanted it to kind of go with everything else. And the truth is, we all have our frames around our churban, our zeichel l'chorban. We all have our ways of kind of going on with our daily lives and not understanding and realizing how important it is to always remember the churban, to know what's missing. And unfortunately, we know and we see that sometimes Hashem gives us other ways to feel the pain of what's missing. Tragedies, difficulties, people live with pain every day of their lives. Family issues, sickness, financial issues. And there's no frame for them, for that pain. It's real and it's raw. But it wouldn't be. We wouldn't have to have any pain if we'd get the Beis HaMikdash back. If we would realize what we're missing in life. To really give us a real simcha, a real shleimus. And when you read this kina and describes everything that's being taken from us, if you can't connect to it, because it's hard to connect to these things, but think of the things in your life, or your neighbor's life, or your family's life, where there's pain. And you know, you always want to find a source of comfort when you're going through a painful time, or reading through a kina that's painful to you. And you, some of them you have it, some of them you don't, but you know, ultimately, the comfort that we always give to anyone who's in pain, who's in mourning, is hamakom. Hamakom inachem eschem. Even if you don't see it, there is a place. There's a place of comfort, there's a place where all will be good. But perhaps today, as we read through the kinos and we try to tap into our day of pain, our day of realizing that something is missing, it's not just okay. Today, don't do it tomorrow, but today. Perhaps commit ourselves to relieving someone else's pain in some way. Someone you know, and we all know someone. Someone you know who's in pain, who needs something that's missing from their lives. Could be a zechus that Hashem will say, I see that you care to fill someone else's need, to take away their pain, so I'll do the same for you. Al Churban Beis HaMikdash.